Previously on Time Travel the Podcast.
Wait, who said that?
You don't recognize me? Come on, man. It hasn't been that long.
The villain is James McAvoy!
What's up, Doug? No, Doug!
This actually feels amazing.
I use my biomechanical super soldier disruptor on your biomechanical super soldier. Oh, yeah, also, did I not mention... You're being taken prisoner by Mongo Horde. Sorry.
And now, Time Travel the Podcast, featuring the continuing adventures of Brian Hairfax, Harfax, whoever, and all the rest.
Villainous James McAvoy.
Yeah, just totally sorry about this whole thing.
Wait, did your voice just change again?
Time travel. I'm practicing for a role as a dad.
Science, get us out of here!
We have to leave Doug behind!
Why?
Science!
More details!
Because Doug is so impossibly massive that he cannot be moved without the help of his internal power supply, which we can't access thanks to the villainous James McAvoy's biomechanical super soldier disruptor!
No, Doug!
Yeah, you guys can go. It's cool.
But the Mongol Horde...
Dude, there's no way they can even scratch my carapace. I'm just gonna chill here... Enjoy the changing seasons and, the curious passersby until the eventual heat death of the entire universe.
Guys, I gotta skedaddle. Good luck with everything. Have fun with the Mongols. Yes. I said yes. I will, yes.
How did he do that?
Analog time travel. It turns out that if you read James Joyce's Ulysses straight through without skipping or rereading any section, you will then travel in time and space to the destination of your choice. Villainous James McAvoy is the only person to manage it, and with style.
And now it looks like he's memorized the whole thing, the well-focused, studious, diligent bastard.
Not necessarily! He might have just memorized the haunting final chapter, whose gradual crescendo to a verbal simulation of female orgasm is evidently powerful enough to rocket the more diligent readers through time and space, thereby allowing him to easily escape from potentially harrowing situations, provided he gets enough chance to read up to that point beforehand.
That's really good thinking, Joan.
What can I say? I'm a strategic genius!
You know, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to explain everything to me. And this might just be because I'm new, but I can't help being a little bit worried about the approaching Mongol horde. Right, yeah, maybe we should focus up. Thoughts?
Leave me, go back to the Lightfoot, find some muscle that isn't in constant unbearable agony?
Listen, the Time Force never leaves a man behind.
That is simply not true.
Science will fix you up good as new, just you wait!
God damn it.
Anyway, plan. Anybody, anything. Guys, I don't want to be a dick about it, but I feel like we're not all doing our best work today. Let's get it going. Pope Joan, anything up your sleeve? Real quick, we've got probably about 15 seconds.
Overwhelming horse-mounted numbers, primitive but effective weaponry, and well-documented tactical supremacy? I can think of only one solution. Pope, Pope!
Joan shifted suddenly into an attack stance. Her movements were devastating and also beautiful. A benediction of combat as enlightening as it was effective. All in all, she was able to incapacitate almost one Mongol before she was knocked unconscious and the rest of us were taken prisoner. Except, of course, for Doug.
I weigh like 8 tons and I can't move right now. It's very valiant effort, but it's just not gonna happen right
Perhaps
now.
If we put him on my horse.
How?
Perhaps if we use your horse to put him on my horse. The others no. That monster. It would appear that both of our horses are dead. Okay, you know what? Fuck this. Steve, you stay with the fat monster.
Kinda rude. Just retaining a lot of petroleum-based jelly right
now. Take the rest of these guys before the con.
The con? The con. Okay, I just don't understand Chinese history at all.
How come I have to stay with the fat monster? Because you killed my horse. I didn't hear you coming up with any suggestions. Steve, our civilization is a meritocracy. Your idea was wrong. Now you're demoted. Give me a hat.
What are they saying, science?
They're going to eat us.
Okay, that doesn't jibe with anything I know about Mongol culture.
What do you know about Mongol culture?
Not a lot.
There you go.
Say, science, how did you come to speak ancient Chinese anyway?
Science!
Okay, we are not spending the ride to our executions trying to sort out whether you're just repeating your name or describing your discipline.
It's actually a little bit of both.
All right, each of you prisoners get on a horse. I will knock you unconscious and hogtie you.
Brian, he wants you to get on a horse so he doesn't have to knock you out and tie you up. Captain, he wants you to do a cartwheel.
Right. Yeah, Damn it, science, can we please get on the same team?
Giddy up!
Dog! I'll come back for you!
Doing fine here. Making some new friends. Hey, what's your story, Mongol Steve?
I'm so very pleased you asked. My grandfather was also a mongrel, and he had the furriest hat for miles.
The ride was long and uneventful, excepting the two other Mongol hordes that attacked us en route, each killing our previous captors and recapturing us.
Tell Steve, I said, fuck you!
At long last, we arrived at the Mongol encampment, which was authentic to the finest detail, and were brought to the main tent, or whatever, in which we were thrust before the Khan himself, a man of indescribably menacing presence, as if the very souls of all those he had killed stood guard about him, breathed a new life in his icy glare and commanding voice.
Yo.
Oh, great and powerful Khan, I offer you these unworthy barbarians to use as you will, and in exchange, ask only for my life, and a small tribe to call my own.
What are you saying to him there, science?
Don't worry about it.
Hey, it's cool. I speak English.
How is that possible?
The villainous James McAvoy taught
me. But your accent is, like, flawless.
Yeah, he's a really good teacher.
Are you going to enslave us?
What? Come on, dude. I don't enslave people. Listen, I don't know what it's like where you come from, but around here we know that to enslave another is to surrender your own humanity. We are what we do, and so to disrespect the freedom of another is to lower ourselves, which is a massive violation of our spiritual beliefs. Sorry if I spit on anyone.
Well, I'm relieved. Everybody else relieved? I'm relieved.
Yeah, enslave you. Sheesh. So anyway, tell me the secrets of your time travel, or I'll burn your feet off and have you torn apart by horses.
Whoa!
Oh, God! My pedicure!
I guess I don't really need the secrets. You can just give me your time horse.
You mean our time ship?
I don't understand what that word means. It carries you places in time, right? Yeah, that's a time horse.
Look, buddy, we just can't hand you over the Gordon Lightfoot.
Named for the singer of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Nice.
Hold on, pause. You know The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, but not the word ship? It's a song about a ship.
Don't antagonize the ancient Mongol warlord.
Nah, it's cool. Yeah, most of that song is just phonetic sounds to me. I mean, I don't even know where you would find it in November. Catchy, though.
Right?
So, are you gonna give me your time horse or not?
Look, Khan, buddy. I mean, I don't wanna, you know,
have your feet burned off and be torn apart by horses?
Yeah, that sounds like a bummer. But if I give you access to time travel, I mean, you seem like a nice guy, but I don't know whether you're gonna push the buttons or move the chairs around or reprogram the DVR or break the space-time continuum. I don't know what you're gonna do, you know?
I understand your concern.
Besides, you're the Khan, right? You've got this awesome tent and whatnot. What do you need with time travel anyway?
I'll tell you. I'm going to take over the world.
Okay, but aren't you gonna do that anyway?
Well, I'm trying, obviously.
And from what I can see, you're doing a bang-up job.
Thanks, dude. But the truth is, I'm getting older, and I really wanted to have the world taken over before I retire, you know? So with your time horse, I can go back and start sooner. That way, once I'm done, I can enjoy my declining years and the elegantly smoldering bloodstained ruins of the entire world.
Okay, do you not see, like, the flaws in your logic here?
I'm trying really hard to be nice here.
Seriously, though, if you go back in time and start conquering earlier, you're gonna be the same age now.
I will not listen to your insolence, okay?
Gosh, how do you get to be the Khan without learning to take constructive criticism?
Enough! Jake.
Yeah, boss?
Have them taken to the prisoner tent to rethink their decisions.
On it, boss. Jerry, William.
Yeah, okay, that's okay.
Say, Jake.
Yeah, boss.
You don't think I'm being too harsh, do you?
No way, boss. You're the Khan. Sometimes a Khan gets to burn people's feet off.
Thanks, Jake. And you'll let me know if it looks like I'm getting out of bounds?
Of course.
Thanks, Jake. I value our give-and-take relation, horse.
There we are. We'll have coals ready for your tootsies in the morning. Sleep tight.
Hey, way to go, showing those prisoners to the tent. I'll just be going, you know. I gotta like run an errand for the Khan. Run an errand for the Khan.
Nice try.
What? I'm one of you. Why else would I speak your language?
Why wouldn't you? All my friends do.
Science, would you please stop trying to betray us to our deaths?
I would have come back for you guys.
Science.
Fine, I want to be queen of the Mongols. Is that really so much to ask?
Hey, Joan's coming around again.
Oh, it's just us.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Turns out I've gotten us imprisoned by the Mongol horde, and in the morning they're coming to burn our feet off and have horses tear us apart.
Maybe the horses will be peaceful. Most horses are.
No, they're not. It's not. They're gonna tie us to like four different horses and then crack a whip or something, and the horses will send go in different directions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering what the fuss was about. That sounds terrible.
Well, yeah. But don't worry. I'm taking charge of the situation. Who's got a plan?
Look, I'm just spitballing here, but maybe we give in.
Nope.
Hand over the Lightfoot?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, that sounds like it's probably a mistake.
All my stuff's in there!
Hey, there's no bad ideas in brainstorming. Other idea, we let them burn our feet off and kill us with horses.
Science, those are both bad ideas.
What's going on there, Joan?
Praying for a miracle.
Lame.
Look, I'm cool with whatever you want to believe in, but I think we're looking for something a little more practical to help us out.
Time police! Is there Pope Joan here?
I'm Pope Joan. Are you guys here to rescue us?
Rescue?
We've been taken prisoner by Genghis Khan under the influence of the villainous James McAvoy.
Hey,
really?
Scary stuff.
That's really more of a time force problem. We're time police. We handle minor anachronistic infractions.
We had a report of some Latin being spoken here.
I was praying for salvation.
Prayer or not, that's a dead language, ma'am. Violation of time penalty code section 8,924,378.
We'll let you off with a warning.
Stay safe.
Wait, guys, while you're here.
Hold your ships there, Brian. Those guys are time police.
So?
So time police and time force don't mix. We don't ask favors of time police.
Wait, you guys are a time force?
Way to get captured by Mongols, time force.
Yeah, well, you did. My time ship is bigger than your time ship.
Ouch.
Really great comeback there, buddy. Nah, I get it. You're stressed out.
Can we maybe put this rivalry aside? They're gonna burn off our feet if we don't give them our time ship.
Gosh, Mongols burning off your feet? Sounds a little above our pay grade, guys.
Yeah, gosh, we really don't have jurisdiction here. Maybe you should call the Time Force.
Nice one.
I'd rather get my feet burned off than accept help from the likes of you.
Oh, come on, BH.
It's Captain Harfax, and just look at these smug sons of bitches. No, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, fuck you, time pigs.
I'm not with them. Hi, guys.
Oh, hey, Science. Didn't see you there.
What?
Be cool, Cappy Cap. Hey, small favor, you wouldn't happen to have, like, a biomechanical super soldier disruptor on you, would you?
Of course we do, the old BMSS Double D.
Yeah, Double D doesn't see much use, honestly.
Wait, what does a biomechanical super soldier disruptor do?
Seriously? Can I borrow that for, like, 5 seconds?
Anything for you, Science, here you go.
Thanks, Jared.
Wait, how do you know Science?
From grade schools.
There it goes!
How do we know if it worked?
Hey, back! Where you going? No, get back up here!
Kool-Aid!
Right? Because I just came through the wall.
Good one, buddy.
Oh my god, where is everybody? Everybody's all torn up around here. Is that...
What happened to these people?
Bug happened.
I'm gonna be sick. It's bad. It's real bad.
Hey, it's time for his business, buddy.
Oh,
little above your pay grade.
Oh, I'm gonna whore.
Can I get back to the ship, bro? Modern Hawk is a pollutant in this era. Violation of time penalty code section 13,425. Science, don't. You're not allowed to use our biomechanical super soldier disruptor anymore.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Back where you
came. Or should we say when they came?
Shut up, Brian. Okay, Doug. First off, how you doing?
Oh, you know, can't complain.
Secondly, you wanna walk me through your thought process here?
So I'm back in that field shooting the shit with Mongol Steve. Ah, man, he was a great dude. Loads of stories. Did you know that these guys invented powdered soup?
I love powdered soup.
Right?
Oh, man. Now I'm always going to think about Mongols when I drink it.
All of a sudden, my engine turns over, my core heats up, and I get full motion again.
You're welcome, by the way.
So with that comes the never-ending agony of my Methuselan existence, which kind of cheeses me off, right?
I'm with you so far.
So then I pull Steve's spine out through his face, and you know what? It soothes me. Just how I'm wired. Like, literally wired. There's actual wires in my brain that soothe and comfort me when I tear someone's spine out through his or her face. You know, after that, I use the old hypersonic radar to get a fix on you guys. Pop on over. And you know what, guys? I care about you. Come on. You're like family to me. Even Brian.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, don't push it. As soon as I get here, I go up to the first proud Mongol warrior, and I grab his lower intestine. You know, like, through his tummy, through his tum-tum.
Maybe I shouldn't have brought this up. Let's get the hell out of Dodge. Oh, wait a minute. You didn't happen to eviscerate the Khan, did you?
Who, big guy? The furry hat?
Well, I mean, most of them have furry hats, but
some kind of throne kind of thing in the main tent
or
whatever.
Throne, yeah, that's probably him.
He is, well, I'll spare you the details. Why? Oh, man, did I screw up, you guys?
Science? Did we,
real sorry
did we
if
break,
I did.
Break the universe again?
Yeah, most likely. We should probably do something about that.
Ah, screw it. We'll put it on the to-do list.
You said we can't use the to-do list anymore.
I said you can't use the to-do list anymore.
No!
Time Travel the Podcast is written and directed by Phil Gould and produced by Michael Zasadinsky. It stars Phil Gould as Brian Harfax, Jessica Spaugh as Science and Pope Joan, Simon Gibson as Doug, also starring Kevin Burrows and Jeremiah Murphy, and Ryan Talmo as the villainous James McAvoy. Next time on Time Travel the Podcast.
A load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more, and the Edmund Fitzgerald ran empty. That good ship and true was about to be true. By the gales of November.
Whoops! Was that another time missile? My finger slipped. Sorry!